Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
With a Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. Dan Pink has written several best-selling books, the most recent of which is entitled When: The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. I talked with Dan about the book in front of a live audience, and while some of the book deals with things like sleep patterns and physical health, at least one section should be of interest to every investor. Part of the research Dan Pink studied when he was writing the book has to do with the quarterly conference calls that public companies hold when they release their earnings reports. The findings? That the tenor and tone of calls held in the afternoon are much more negative than conference calls held in the morning.
So a lot of the insights that we have about behavioral science for a long time, and this is legit, came from things like, we assembled 71 undergraduate students. We put 35 in this condition, we put 36 in this condition, and we ran an experiment to see what the difference was. And that's cool, that's the scientific method. What's happening now is that big data is allowing scholars of all kinds to find really, really interesting insights using massive amounts of information. I mean, just spectacular. And so that's the study that Chris is talking about did this. So they're, as you guys know, they're transcripts of these conference calls for companies, all right? Public companies, they're transcripts. The transcripts are publicly available. There is now software out there that evaluates text. And one of the things that it does, even at its very primitive stages right now, is it can measure the emotional valence of words. So it can take a word like somebody writes in a tweet, I'm bummed out. Oh, that's kind of negative. I'm pumped about X, Y, or Z. That's positive. And so you can put these giant amounts of text in these programs, and it will measure the emotional valence of the words, and then you just plot it against anything, but you plot it against time of day, and you see these patterns of mood over the course of a day. So what they did with this case is they took 26,000 calls, 20 transcripts of 26,000 conference calls, threw the texts into one of these programs. And what they found, exactly as Chris is saying, is that calls in the afternoon were more negative, more irritable than calls in the morning. And here's the kicker, and my editor and I got into a battle over this about whether I was allowed to italicize this phrase. Even when you control for the fundamentals, all right? So it's not simply that companies reporting bad earnings schedule their calls in the afternoon. It was that even if you control for what they're actually reporting, calls in the afternoon were negative. And here's the kicker. It even, to the point, had a temporary effect on the stock. That is, the stocks were mispriced in response to this negative sentiment. So even stocks that had no fundamental reason for dropping dropped in the short term because of the afternoon call.
Just a little something to keep in mind the next time a company in your portfolio is holding their quarterly call. I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.